Okay.
What I want to talk this week and do as much time as I take a topic, and whatever I accomplish, whatever I don't accomplish, I go to the next thing. Gives me what to do. Okay? The topic is Zochei Mamre and its relationship to Leisosor and what the Ramban wants and what's going on. Okay? And Umidin Hazokin Atzmoi Misbari Ho Inyon Beonokoin. Ki kol ma shechoshav v'dorash boi horav eino emes. It's not that he made, you know, it's like the whole thing is off. Avol dovo bolu. Ku she'eno nase zokin mamre al shedivreim klal. So he has done an amazing thing. Because we're talking about whether there's a leisosor in under Rabbonus, and what the Ramban has done without saying it is there's no middle ground. Either you are mechuyev in leisosor for the Rabbonus and zokein mamre, or there's no leisosor the Rabbonus and there's no zokein mamre, and that is Bolo. And once you can prove there's no Zokin Mamre by the Rabbonans, so mainly you've proven there's no Leisosor. That's what he does. And that's what he holds is key to the proof of the pudding. I'm going to take one point. There's a lot of points here, okay? That's the point, correct? And it's very clear that that's what he's doing, correct? So if you didn't, if you read it fast, you wouldn't have caught it. But that's what he's saying.
Does Rebbe hold that the fact that it's later means it's like a stronger raya, like Achor Nachman is stronger?
I can't tell you. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. Okay? The Chidushim HaMiyachosim L'Haran is also very clear that the whole parasha of Zochei Mamre is a parasha from Zochei Mamre. I call him Yichosim Naran because he quotes the Ran there at one time. So it can't, Okay? It's Peivov Mebeis. He writes like this. Ubetes is Dachaku Viomu, Rabbi Yehuda no Kroi, Lo Mukilu Vizokim Mamre Sheikhaiv Akulon, El Shemitzvah He, Lishmoy Elohen, Bechol Eisen Din. What he does, Tesis, he claims as the flip, is the possibility of differentiating between Zokei Mamre and what Chiyuvim are or when they are. Okay. Shekoyim kol mitzvah Teira. Av Chiyuv Zokei Mamre ksiv afi atere sheyerucha. Av mitzvah yagid lecha. You see, we'll see later the three-way machlokes tanoim what you chayv zokei mamre. So the question is, if zokei mamre falls off, is there a leisosor or not? Are you even dreises? Okay. Loima shloi chiv akosel al ad ika teru v'yeruche doshav Yehuda v'zein amuchbo shekol hapar shebedin zokei mamre hi. So it's mamish all or nothing. That's a very important quote of the Rav. Correct? Okay. Now, there's a problem. Even before we get started, okay, I'm going to read you Sifri, and offhand it's like throwing like a little whole the gears like a monkey wrench. Come to Sifri, in Pasha Shaftin, Piska Kufnun Dala Aloha Yud, V'asisa Al Pi Adovo. Okay. Al Pi Horoyas Bezen Hagodol Shei Yerushalayim Chayov Misa. V'ein Chayov Misa Al Horoyas Bezen Shebiyavne. So a priori, the Sifri is clearly ready to accept that there should be Isurim even if you don't have a din zochei mamre. That's going to base mezav base bezna gadol shebiyavne. Okay, because it didn't work good. And the chere is the whole power she applied to bezna gadol shebiyavne. And still, there's no zochei mamre. No state. So that sounds like a problem. Okay? Correct? A priori. On the other hand, you know, it's very clear in the extension of the Rambam, if you read the next line or two, that the Ramban goes through the Sugya Sanhedrin, there's three sheetahs there, is that a mayor is, that's Dina Kores, B'shilos Achat, this is Zochei Mamre. Reb Yehuda holds, Ikim Midibrei Teira, Ukiushim Midibrei Sefer. And Reb Shimon says, Afilu Diktuk Sefer. And the Ramban is Chayki V'Dorish, What is the Divrei Sefer? Is it the Rabbanan? Not the Rambam. Is going through the whole discussion of the Tanoim to try to understand what the Lishos is talking about. So it's very clear again, the Rambam is very, very serious about this. Okay? And the Chayra, when it comes out, is you're going to have to say, so what happens? What happens if Bezna should be out of the coin to all this? And what happens to these three cases? And is the Machlekes Tanoim, it's also negated to Bezna should be Avne? That the one, the Tana, who says there's no Zokhi Mamre except for Chai Vikrisis, right? He's going to call it Shigas Achatas. Is he also of the opinion that Bezna should be Avne, there's no Isa? If you don't, if you're mamre on something besides that, see, because he says, "Avu dova bohu she'el nasa zokim mami al shedivreim klau." So the Chayra, he's making a clear legamre. It's mamish all the same. If you're going to come, that it's Dina Kodesh, Shikas Chatzos, you don't have to prove anything. His whole, that he works very hard, is only in the Yehuda and the Reb Shimon, that there's an element of Divrei Sefer, and the question what the Divrei Sefer is, but a mayor, he has no problem. And Lechera, it's also a foolish Nisifri that the East is the Hurrah. It's not Kilo on a Takol, I'm not talking about that. On Horoyas Bezen Hagodol Chayev, we are Horoyas Bezen Shvi Adnair Chayev. And Lechera, it's an equation. So I would have assumed. I would assume what comes out of the coins of Ramban is what's going on is a very strange thing, that the Bezna Shabiyavne is on that thing which is the Chiyu for Bezna Gobo, in Bezna Yavne there's an Isa. But if there's no Isa in Bezna Gobo, for example, coins of Ramea, the Isa Amro of Bezna Gobo is only on Chai Vikrisis and Zogun Kores. So if it's even with the terror, we think it should be safer. Lachay bez nagol is no Eastern, no Eastern bez neshaviyavne. Which is an amazing thing. Okay. Lachay, otherwise, you don't know where he's coming from. So just before he gets started, he's done an amazing thing. He turns the world upside down. I would have asked you, although, you know, it could be because you brought up with the Rambam. You know, if you're not a Zokhi Mamre, are you basically the Seder Gomor?
So the answer is, according to Rabban, yes. Okay? I'll tell you something. You know, it also is clear to me that if I wouldn't have done this, okay, so the Isad Bezokim Mamre, I had this all written up, but I'm not going to get to it that much. Well, the Gamut said some of Bessan Hejin, wherever some of Bessan Hejin is, and the Gemara certainly, or Mishnah, wherever it is, that Talmud is no Zokim Mamre. It's only Higil or Royal or and maybe I speak, I don't know exactly what he means, but you're going to claim to me that a Talmud who's Mamre and Bezan Agodol and Chayvi Krisis is no problem because he can't become a Zokim Mamre? Even Bezan Agodol. Forget about the question which I asked. I asked the question about Hamra, okay, which is Chai Zokim Mamre. So what goes on in Bezan Shabi Avner and what the Chiyuv is and what. But no one, I think, will say, according to Meir, okay, that a Talmud who's Meir, okay, and disagrees with Bezan Agodol in terms of a Chayvi Krisis, L'Chayvi Sovinista, I would assume, which is not a Chiyuv. So I think the whole equation is in terms of what the content of what there's a Zokei Mamre, on that content is Havro. But it might express itself in other areas and spill over to Yisurim, in terms of a Talmud, or in terms of Eino Bezan and Nachum Mekoyma. That's what I would assume. Okay? I think that's fair.
What would this should be?
So, whatever, you see, you have to, you see, whatever, you see, you have this problem, but let me just show you one thing. You have to go to the Sifri itself, because the Sifri says, B'yasisa al piyadovo. So you get the impression there's a din that there's still a chiyuv b'yasisa al piyadovo in the pnei piyavoyes bezna gadol chayiv piyavoyes b'yasisa al piyadovo l'chayir shivi mechayiv. Whatever that's referring to, we have to know it's a la'av or the assay or whatever. It says we put it. Yeah, but we don't know. Could be Osisa means the whole parasha. We don't know how far to apply it. Okay? Doesn't say. The Ban L'Chayiv Ik over here, he's interested in one thing. He wants to know the Divish Seif Mah. Both according to Yehuda, who says, Ikam is the Vitea Kushim is the Divish Seif Mah, or Reb Shimas is the Diktuk Seif Mah. Okay? That's what he's interested in. Because he feels once he has proven that Divrei Seifim of Yehuda and of Shimon is a deraisa, not a derabbanon, then there's no possibility of suggesting the Rambam Shita. That's what he's out to do. Those are the pashas, but if you don't get that, you don't understand what he's talking about. You might read it over, but you missed the whole point. Okay? Now, so comes Rabban with Din Rabbi Yehuda, Chayiv Hazokin Mamre, Af Al Tfilin, Al Tfilin. Okay, Shuhu Mitzvah Saseh, Mibnei Sheikum Mitzvotei Rikushim Mitzvotei. Okay, frankly, there's a lot in this, and I spent half of the morning now working on it because I hold. It's mamish like a side point, okay? And I even talk about, I'm just going to point out that the two times of Yehuda's quoted, okay? One time he's quoted, the beginning in the Braisa, was Machukas Tanoim. Tefillin is not mentioned there at all. There's a Mishnah that talks about Tefillin, and comes up Oshia that says that the Chiv Tefillin is because Ikum is the Beteri, Pushim is the Beseiflim, and it's Yesh for the Hesif, for Moisif Poisel, the Alibad of Yehuda. The whole Lush Alibad of Yehuda is a little strange to say that's what Yehuda's talking about, you understand? So, okay? And it's not even clear that the Rambam agrees with that, because the Rambam seems to pass in the Meir, equally divrei Torah kushim to be so every passed in tefillin, okay? But he calls tefillin halochem pia kabbalah, and he doesn't at all talk about ikim divrei Torah kushim to be so from and nothing. He was it's halochem pia kabbalah. The same way he calls, which I'll just tell you something, just to get yourself to blow your minds. If I were to ask you the difference between Ben Gimel Shonen for beer and Ben Teisha Shonen and Ben Teisha Shonen for an Ish and a Ben Gimel for Isha, you would have said, you're missing something. You say there's a difference between the two. But I'm Pirusha Mishnayis. See, I saw Mishnah Taylor. He quotes that Ben Teisha, okay, in Hilchos, he has Chalitza, okay. Ben Teisha Shonen for beer is Alachim for Kabbalah. I always talk about Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It's in Shulim, right? So I said to myself, let me open up that Gemara, the Pirush Mishnayos, okay? Where the Rambam says he lists all the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, okay? You know something? Ben Gimel is there, and Ben Teish is not there, okay? Then I'll tell you something, and there's a whole list here. I'm just going to show you what he did. And this is just because I'm not going to get to it. It's just I don't want to miss it. I ask you about Chassid Nezek Schreyes, okay? And everyone talks about Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, including Rashi. It's like, what is Hilchos Gemilah? You know the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Nisgei Mammon? Halacha Mipi HaKabbalah. Chassid Nezek Schreyes. So what this, there's a new term over here, which I can show you, the Rav the Tumas Tehim, the question about Bias HaMikdosh, the question of Av Madir Benoy Benozir, the question about whether you can bring Kamon, that Kamon, you can Taglachas on Kamon as long as, a hit in the hair. I'm not getting involved in all this. All them are Lachim Viyah Kabbalah. Okay? So this Lachayr, it's filling, doesn't do anything. Correct? The Ramban, for some reason, finds it necessary over here to put tefillin in his argument, okay? I have no clue what he's talking about. I explain to you how he's learning the Gemara, the two Gemaras come together. But why it's important to say that we're talking about tefillin over here is beyond me, okay? So you read a Losh and Mamish every word in the Ramban, okay? Then he goes like this. Okay. Here's the important point. And he's very careful. He says, V'leitovin, divrei sefer ma'muska b'kan. What's ha'muska b'kan? Okay. So because the Ramban is very careful over here. He's certainly of the opinion that the word Divrei Sefer can sometimes refer to a Rabbanan. And he's not in denial. Okay. You remember I always quote the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Kalim and Perek Yud Zayin and Mishnah Yud Beis, where he says that the word Divrei Sefer can have two meanings. The word Divrei Sefer can mean a deraisa, which is not mafurish in Kroh, and the word Divrei Sefer can mean a drabon. So Ramban is also prepared to accept that. No problem. No problem whatsoever, okay? The problem over here is something else. The question is, I thought the Divrei Sefer in Rabbi Yehuda, the Divrei Sefer of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, okay, what does it mean? Is it also could mean a drabbanan and that's what the Ramban says, Divrei Sefer shebekan. He's very careful about the phrase. He's not making a general rule about what the word Divrei Sefer is. And then he goes further and he says, Sheheim. For the Tovin, you shouldn't interpret it that way. Divrei Sefer Muska Bekan, Shein Gzeir Shel Divrayim,
Ela Pirushim. I think there's a colon over here. There are two types of Pirushim. There's Pirushim Shekibu Minamides Shatoim the Dreshes Bohem. Oh, Shalom Du Oitham Alper Misinai. So then it comes out. Both are two things. So what he's done is very clearly taken a position, which the Ram also agrees with, that all that was given at Har Sinai was it given me the Shatay Nidreshet Behem. You, Chazal, go to the laboratory and apply them. So that's the first thing. Is Pirushim, but Lamaisi is the Ramban is also very careful as Shitasai. Because Ramban learns that the Posuk is Sovo, the Medrash, okay? So when you give him Midas, that talk is a Pirushim, the crop! Pirushim Shekibun! See, I would have said, Odosta Drosha, and the other is a pshat. No! That's the pshat. Well, that's not the pshat, but that's, you know, that's the pirush, that's the pirush. Okay? Just, that's what he says. Pirushim shekibu me'anidish atoli the direction man. And he also says, so what's pirushim shalomdu oisam alper misinai? So what it means is that what the Ram calls Pirush HaMekubal, the Ramban calls Divrei Sofim and equates it to you give me the Shatay Nidreshet Behem. But there, they have no input in the Pirush. The Pirush itself was the Skabal Har Sinai, and here they have an input, the Makabal of the Pirush, they're going to give me the Shatay Nidreshet Behem. So then it means, l'cheira, we don't know where halachol Moshe Misinai fits in. Okay? So the Ramban does something, and does a double whammy, okay? And towards the end, a few lines later, okay, he quotes, aval halachol Moshe Misinai, he k'mo shedoshu, and this is mamash a mistake. Because it's a different drosha, okay? Drosha teiris, shtei teiris, achas shebiksav, the achas shebalpeh. Also, this is teira, and it's dimri sefer. And alochu mishmi sinai, it's dimri sefer. I mean, it's teira. And the pirush hamekubal is dimri sefer. A exact flip of what you would have seen in the Rambam. Because the Ram in general, in Sherish Beis, the Pirush HaMekubal becomes Teira, because it's Shat and Pasuk. And Halacha Misinai doesn't do the Pasuk, doesn't do the Sefer. Ramban flips it, okay? Okay, now, that's just an aside, correct? So you understand, yeah, I'm just showing you another proof of banging it more. I wasn't interested in telling you this, but I think you should know it anyway. I was interested more in telling you that the Pirushim, which I'm talking about Alper, is not Halacha Misinai, but the Pirushim HaMekubal. Because here he's calling it Divrei Sofim, and there he calls it Teira. So we're talking about different things. Correct? Now, so, l'cheira, what comes out is the Pirush HaMekubal blives like a Pirush, but it's not Pshat and Posek. Okay? In the same way that the Pirush in Yom Midas is a Pirush and Posek, but not Pshut HaShomikah. And the Pshat is that the Pirush means that the Mikah is sable. This pshat. Okay?
And I'm using the word tzoivo because the Ramban uses it. And I'll show you where he uses it. The Ramban Cherish Beis, and maybe it's Omud Nun Gimel Dal, I don't know exactly which tfus this is, okay? It was on my computer, okay? Nun Gimel Dal, I don't know if it's there, this or that, I don't know. Ho'ik Om, he says like this. V'zeu mufurish, okay, what did he say? V'hinei harav tola, how neifel hazeh b'chut asayra. Okay? And that's why it's falling. Because it doesn't have enough for, you know. Omar, ho'ika asher ho'ilunu boy aleyev asholem v'omrom ein mikriyot in the pshuta. What does that mean? Ve'yoyis loshan ha-talmud, mechapiz, mechobog, ve'yoyim begufi, zekro, b'mayim mishtoi. So he learns, there's tshutus ha-mikra, and there's other things. And everything else is not pshat. Okay? Everything else is drash, it's the v'seifim, it's tshurish beis, and everything. Correct? V'chas v'sholem, ki ha-midroshim kulam, b'inyin ha-mitzvahs, Ein bohem mikro yoytzi bidei pshutei. El kulom b'loshen hakosu nichlolim. If the drushes, af al pi shei marbim behem b'ribuyim. It's a whole different approach to Torah. The ein medrash, kovo tamne chomim, Miloshin es Hashem Elokecho Tiro Motzi HaKosim Mipshutei. It's an amazing thing. I'm skipping. Vu Ma'amorom Ein Mikro B'dei Ein Mikro Amikro Yoytzi B'dei Pshutei Loma Ein Mikro El Pshutei. There's doch Pshutei. And there's Nichlal, and that's Ein Mikro Yoytzi. It's not going out of the pshuta, but there is pshuta, which are two different things.
And that's so.
Yeah. Avol yesh, and listen, he's going to say it himself. Avol yesh nanu midrasha im pshuta v'inu yoytzi midei kol echa mehem avol yizbo akosuv es hakol v'yeshnehem emes. So I just want to tell you what he's saying, okay? And this tells you can say a whole shiur on this. So it's suivo. Also the Ramban, this is he's saying, okay? If you look at the Ramban, and you seriously learn the Ramban is a mefolish, okay? You'll notice that he plays around with words, and sometimes uses them in the same place. And they're different. There's something he calls pshuto shel mikra, and something called derech pshat, and then he something called derech aviseinu. Okay, so the pshuto shel mikra is the claim pshat, because there has to be pshuto shel mikra. Okay, how do I know that? You see, the whole Ramban is based on this. Because what does the Ramban do? He has a discussion about what Hiroi is, okay? And he clearly says, he quotes the Mon Horios, that when he's talking about Pshuto Shomiko, he's talking about Dvorim Shatstuki Moidim Bohem. Shatstuki Moidim Bohem, okay? And he calls Zil Kore Bei Rav. That's Pshuto Shomiko. That's Pshuto Shomiko. Zil Kore Bei Rav. Okay, and then there's something else which might be Mashmos HaKosu, okay, which is not Zilkoi Beirav. That's the Medrash Chazal. That's something that you might infer from the Pasuk. But for example, the Ramban Chumash, or the Ramban says Yitochen, or Ramban says Derech Pshat, it's a Dovah Shatztuki Moedim Boy. Okay. So that you have to be very careful when you look at the Ramban. All the discussion in Ramban Chumash, of Derech Aviseinu, or Yitochein,
which you have to understand what they're talking about, the suffix, you know, but he's not sure what he's doing. Or Derech HaPshat, he's not saying, Dvorim She'etzukim Moedim Bo, because Dvorim She'etzukim Moedim Bo, the Zir Koi Barab is Pshuta Shalmikra. Rabban also has this idea of Pshuta Shalmikra, okay? But there's a Derech HaPshat, which is Derech HaVisenu, which comes to Mila Shatein the Dreshes Behen, which also the Mashmos Akosav Yisrael, and it's also the way the Chazal look at the Pasuk, okay, which might not be a Zilkoi Beirav, and if it's not a Zilkoi Beirav, then it's also a Hero from Bezin, but it's not Sukkim Moedim Bo.
How does the Rambam weigh in on this?
One second. He, for example, I'll read you. The Gemara in Horus, let me just skip and I'll go back on this, okay? He lit cool ladies, Kvan Nispoj, the Gemara in Horus, Shekol Dovashet, Stukim Moedim Bo, I'm reading on Bank. Behem Pshutei, Pshutei Hakosu, Einu Heiro, Zizil Koi Bei Rabu, Our Dvorim She'ela Stukim Moedim Bo, Behem Midroshim Kulom, Midrashim kulam, bohem hu mischayim. So the Medrash Chachomim, derech Yigul Midos, is a Echa. And it could be Mashmos Lashon HaKosuv. But it's not Pshuto Shomiko. See, because he says, "Avo adobo aboro hamenuka mikol shibushu." He says later on, skipping a little bit, "She nudiya she ein alav aziz b'sloy soso elumash she omu bepiushi hatera kegoyin hadvorim hanidroshim batera because they were shavu b'yin am v'shar shalosh shetzay midrash hatera d'kresh ben oy b'mashmos loshna kosu." What's it, Mashmos Loshon HaKosuv? Or that the Chachmei HaMeseiros say what Rabban said in Chumash as Yitochin. And they say, it was a Hero. Or they say, Al Pi Derech HaPshat, with a Hero. That's Mechayim. And there's also Zochim Mamre on that. It's not Zilkor Beirav. It's not Zvom Shetukim Moedim Bo. V'chei Mamashi, Kibu Arochim L'Shmi Sinai, Teira, Shabapeh, Shim Yiru, Hey, Shizeh Adob, also Imutim in a Teira, Lefi Medish Hakosim, or Lefi Pirushoi, or Yaloch, Lepi Hashmu, or Moshe Rabbeinu, Yiru, or Hefet, who Chayev Levatel Da'atoi. That's something else, but it doesn't say there's a law on it. Okay. Now, just one more thing, and then we'll just, he's Mamish turning the world upside down. Okay? This is very important. I'm not going to even get close to what I want to do this week, but that's okay. Now, Umufurishul, the Ramban says, the Mishnah, Zoo. So now he does something. Sometimes he says, you know, Raya. Here he says, Oto state the Mishnah. Anyone interprets the words of the Mishnah properly, the Umufurish. It's a major committal. Umufurish, who the Mishnah Zoo. Omuchayma b'divrei seifrim midivrei tera. Choim ain't filling lava of divrei teira poto, chomish teitofos lohisa of divrei seif mechayim. So what he say? It's a very important thing. Shehin kiblu beferish hateitofos. There's a kabbalah. She nitzavino bateira shein dalid. So kiilu. It's almost like the Pirushim Makuba, which the Rambam has. That's what Titofus is. And on that, also does the Zochim Amre. Shehein Dalet, Shekor Bekan Divrei Seifim. Klemer Pirushom Loi Takarei Seim. So he sees, after the Divrei Seifim is not Takonus, the Divrei Seifim is the Pirushim. That's his Raya. I don't know what the big raya is. It could be, it's also that. It's only that, basically. Which is a major thing. How do you know the Dalai Batim and Tefillin? Dr. Ramban,
It's a Pirushim called Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam's not clear about it, okay? You check it out, let me know what he says. In the Pirush HaMiyuchas Aran, the Chidush Aran, the Chidush HaMiyuchas Aran, he says, Halacha Moshe Misinai. He says, Pevom Mubeis, V'lavo al Dibrei Seiflim, the Amina B'masnis N'haynu Dafko al Halacha Moshe Misinai. Ki the Amina Chomish Teitof V'shebetfilim. Devadai! Halacha Moshe Misinai! Dal Teitofis. El Drabon Osu Remes, Betat, Bekatve, Upas, Biafriki. Okay? Mamish, that's, for whatever it is, see, the Ran, the Rabban couldn't say what the Ran said. Why? Because the Rabban, we said before, puts Halacha Mishnah as Teira. And the Mishnah called it Divrei Seiflim when there's a law on it. So it could be. Okay? So the Rabban of Taimei is forced to say that Teitofos is a Pirushim Mekubal, goes into Divrei Seiflim Pirushim. And the Ran could say that Halacha Moshe Misinai also goes into it. The Shari Tshuva turns the world upside down. Rabbeinu Yehuda. Shari Tshuva, okay. Shari Tshuva. Shav Gimel Oizdal Vehei. The Shari Tshuva is the opinion that Divrei Seiflim, you shouldn't be machala between Gzeres and Takonis and Pirush and Shamati Geshmur. It's all the same weight. And he quotes the Mishnah Sanhedrin of Divrei Seiflim Shemetfilin to prove that you should equate everything. Just mamish the whole opposite of what Rabban's trying to do. Or just get Shari Tshuva. I don't think they quoted this, you know. The Rabban's name is Lavan Dost. If you want to read it to you, or you look yourself. Nishchayvinu minateo lekavo takonis ha-levim v'asheitin l'shmoy divi hachom l'izoy v'divreim shenem l'isosu v'chule. And then he says, V'yesh t'roch ha-mutstoni v'imtsum shom divrei tzorif v'chamur v'divrei t'era. K'ashom v'b'seinu z'chayim l'vokho. Chayim v'divrei tzorif v'divrei t'era. Shereim ain't tfilin. Lavo ha-divrei t'era po'ot ha-chomish shatom. It's oita ha-divrei tzorif v'chayim. Cholo'i v'divrei ha-chom v'chayim v'isa. Slavish, one chalent. But you wouldn't have feasted some Rabbeinu Yehuda had you not had this Ramban, and not the whole thing. It's not an unbelievable thing. So it comes out, and I'll answer your question. The Rambam is the opposite of the Ramban. That according to the Rambam, Pirushim Mekubalim is B'chal Teresh B'Ksav, and it's called Teira. And that's Hosherish Beis. And Lochem Rishini is Divrei Seiflim. And it's not Teresh B'Ksav, not Teira. And according to the Ramban, Pirushim Mekubalim are Divrei Seiflim, and Halacha Moshe Misinai is Teira. And the state Roshes refers, the state Teira is referred to Halacha Moshe Misinai, not Pirushim Mekubalim. Even though Shnei Mekubalim Moshe Misinai. Yeah, so you wanted to add something? I can go on.
No, I just wonder, how does the Rambam, does he have a Pshuto Shemikra besides for
No! What happens is, that's when my Rebbe has a piece in Hilchos Mamrim. That what happens is, and it's, there are problems in it, okay? But that's what he says. He says, for example, the Ram says, Pri Eitz Hodo. Okay? Okay? Pri Eitz Hodo. There is Pri Eitz Hodo. So someone comes and wants to be a Chacham for the Manish Tana, and comes with an exotic fruit which no one found in the Amazon, and cooked the rain on Sukkot. He says, oh, that's a priest, oh, that's a habich. Okay. For example, you have a machalik, this is the example he gives, you have a machalik as a chachmeh seira. Okay. This one, Beishami says this, Beisila says this, Rabbi Yeshua says something, Rabbi Lezer says something else. Okay. So Rabbi Yeshua says it's a double portion. Oh, that's a shneim eil veil divil kim chayim. We say Birchas HaTeira, and you say Mishnah from Beis Shammai. Okay.
Right? Okay. No, Pshuta Shemikra, he says this is Pshat, and Al Zokdaram does the Pshat. I ain't part of my theory. Everyone can say they're Pshat, what they think the Pshat is. Or the state in the Pirusha Makuba Moshe Rabbeinu, that someone who says Pshat Andrish, that's Kfira. The Pshat, if someone come and say the Pri Tzodah is this, or Ayin Tachas Ayin Shein Tachas Shein is Hammurabi's code, that you have to, you cut the hand off, okay? Okay? Or if a katsoi says kapo, okay? It's not momoin, but it's kfira. And the pshuta shel mikra is todos the pshuta shel mikra. That's what he used to say, okay? And that's the Rambam, that's what happens. Because the Ram Shitti is that only pshuta shel mikra is the chaminya mitzvahs. Right? So the Ram has a problem that he has certain pirushim u'kabbalim that he learns that Chazal said that this gzeir shavu or this pirush you give me this that it's mukubo that that's the pshat and chochmas hakosu Chazal showed that you couldn't derive it independently but it blabs to show me and it's a mitzvah minyan mitzvah that's the Ram says so it's mamish the opposite world. Okay?
It doesn't recognize the whole gifts of Kimoji about anything around
that. I don't believe that it means anything.
It's meaningless, right?
I don't know. It might be mean. It's meaningful in the Hiro from Pahel and Dover, okay? But I didn't even get to this now. I have a whole part of the shiur. I'm not going to get to anything here. That's explaining what is, do you equate Parel Dovo to Zoke Mabre? And our band seems to take it very seriously. And the question is, the Rambam is not clear, you should do such a thing. Okay? Now, comes the Ramban further. Okay? Who besifri, besif habreise, hashnuye, bigmoro, elen, knochen, tonar, bodden. He pole shonu kach al pia tera ashiruho al divrei tera chayovim the ein chayovim al divrei sefer. That's a sifri. Kloima she ein chiyuvoi el al pirush shel sefer be divrei tera lo al dova she ikra divrei sefer. When something is completely a divrei sefer, you also get mechayiv on it. ולפי שאומרו שזו הברייסה מספרשת לדס רמיה. So what happens is, the Ramban is doing an amazing thing. The question is in Rameya, that he says that Zdona Kires, that Shigas Chatas, okay? What about a Zochi Mamre in Bita Me'an Sosei? There's no Pasek in the Torah. It's only a Drosha, okay? Well, it's a Drosha, it lies a Pirusha Mekubal, according to Rambam, I'm not getting involved in that, okay? But it's a Gzeir Shobo, or it's a Kavachoy, but it's a Golden, okay? Tell you something about Bita, okay? What about Bita? Okay. Zokt. The question is the Zokhi Mamri by it? So Zokt the Ramban, that when Rameya said Ikum Medivrei Teira, when Rameya said Zdoinei Chatos, I mean Zdoinei Kores, Ishikos Achatos, and Rabbi Yehuda says, and he learns Rabbi Yehuda is coming off, I mean it's expanding, that Kol sheikoy midivrei Torah pirushim midivrei seifim, or that the pshat in Rameya is also ikoy midivrei Torah pirushim midivrei seifim. Except he doesn't say it goes across the board. It's only chayve krisis and shigas chatos. Okay, so it comes out that according to Rabban, pito me'anu sosoy, there's no zochin mamre. Derech agav.
Rabbeinu David, okay, from the Talmid Ramban, this is his Pirush of Sanhedrin. Kamun Levin Zichrei Livracha, photos back for me. Okay? So, he says very clearly that Peter Meir Sassel is Zochim Mamre. But that really depends on what Meir is. Is Rameya also Ikri Dimitayu Pishim Dimit Seifim? Or the discussion really only starts about the Seifim only Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. He's pushing, and you know, I can't even get started. He's opening up and trying to open up through the whole Sugya Sanhedrin. Which for me is an amazing thing. After studying it by my Rebbe, both in the learning Hanechnochim with him one summer, and learning Sefer Mitzvah with him, and going through it again, it's an amazing thing. The whole Sugya is opened up now. Which that's yet to see. That's what comes out here. And this is the Rabbeinu David. So you understand that once you take this approach, and this I want to tell you the Shitos, I'll tell you both now. Can you imagine Zokei Mamre and a machlikis about chometz b'shei shows of Yisra no as far as Tvisis Kedusha? It's not going to be in the Chayvei Krisis. So Ramban says impossible. Impossible. Because it's the whole issue is nothing to do with Divrei Torah. Okay, it's a chometz. Rabbeinu David, he brings down the whole Sofek, and it's not clear at the end what he machriya. Okay, he's not sure about it. Okay, not sure about it. If I find it in a second, I have the quote here. One second. V'yesh is on page Kuf Lamed Hey, okay, on page Zayin Raud. V'yesh the Baal Adin Lachlek She'achshav Yish Azayis Chaze Isura L'din Teira U'komo Shemat Yisa Teira V'ado V'toch Talmud. Okay, Ramban Vavish, nothing to talk about. So it could be that's what Taimei that according to the in anything that's chayvei korei krisus is all goes into it. Okay, so since it's a chayvei krisus in this case, so it's okay. But according to Rabban, it's ikum midivrei Torah, and here it's not ikum midivrei Torah. That's the whole issue of bita masos. So what's going on? It's an amazing thing. But this l'shitos might be correct. I'm not sure. But if it is, it's an amazingly interesting thing. Now.
Yes. Singer, this is my intro. That if it's zonei koresh, you don't need to be there. It's adding a new thing. If it's not zonei koresh, then you need to come to retire.
That's the way the Rabbi Nadav goes. They're two separate issues.
But they're not arguing really. Okay,
we don't know. It says, you see, the Ramban is very careful. If you look at the Ramban, when he quotes everything, he says, ah. Okay? Says Av, and the question: what's he coming to say, Av? So the emphasis is that according to Rabbeinu David, it's also an Av, because he's adding, but he's also subtracting. Because he's adding that it's not Dafka Chayvei Krisus, because there are those we showed him that according to Yehuda, it's a whole different story. It's only Tefillin or something like that. Okay? He quoted the Rishonim about that. I'm not interested in that now. But the Ramban's very careful if he says af. Okay? So he could have said that it's like Rabbeinu David, and it's af only in one thing, okay? But I want to say that it's the Ran. Okay? It's the Ran. And the Ran says that according to Rameya, you also require a committee of Rishonim.
That's the af. That's the Rabban wants to tell us af over here, that everyone works with ikumit v'seifim, but he only is malbe even filling. And that's the shtickle. That's what he's trying to say. So mamish, in one word, he's made with all boys telling him what's shat the gemara. But if you don't know the gemara, you need Rabban. What's up there? But every word is the chet. Okay? Now, next. The emissary is, there's a letter from Rameya Halevi Abulafia, the Yad Ramat Chachmil Nil, being Zochim Mamre. That's also published here. There's a letter, okay? And he learns that Yehud is Chilik al Divir Rameya Legamre, and the Chil Zochim Mamre. Is told Rak Beikum with the Vitari Pusha with the Visayfim, and it's nothing to do with anything, and that's what he quotes also, it's in Wu in the Pirish Aran, Miuchas Aran, Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Al Dova Shikum with the Vitari Pusha with the Visayfim, the Chayr Mashma, the Rabbi Yehuda Bola Mai, mit the Virameya, the Afil of the Dova Shikum, Dono Kodesh, Shikos Achatus, Eno Chayib, El al dover she iko with the vitera pusha with the visayfim. The chain eight song she hates dona chorus, she was a chatas. That's according to Yehuda. But, and according to, so that's the question, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Is Rabbi Yehuda have two separate chiyuvim? Okay? As a chiyuv of dona chorus and a chiyuv of iko de vitera. You have all different options over here. And Lechayr is coming out according to Rabban. According to Rabbi Meir Levi, it's a whole different world. Okay? There's no relation to the two. And it can be the Setet Rabbi Nadovin. It can be the Viteira. You know, it's not the issue. It's an issue of Chiv Chol Machatos. And it could be the Manas also. Now, because, and the that's Gufa, the proof over here is when he quotes the Sifri. Because it's a Sifri, but Sifri, Abreis, a Shnuya, the Gemara, Eilu, Heim, Hanichnokim, Tona, Bonu, Ki, Pole, Vgoyme, Shonu, Kach, Al Piatera, Sheirucha, Al Piatera, Chayom, Mechayom, Devi, Sifri, Koyma, Shein, Chiyu, Al Pirisha, Sifri, Devi, Sifri, Leibo, Al Dovo, Sheikum, Devi, Sifri, Und der Fische um die Gemorre, sie so ein Preis im Missparech, und das Rameye! Und die Oime, sie im Kiddisch. Das Rameye, und das Sofer. Sie im Kiddisch, das Hoche Geduschen, ist because das Preis Rameye. So means, Rameye also requires ich mit dem Metall, Pusche mit dem Metall. Therefore, there's no action from Geduschen in den Rabbonen. Any Hero in den Rabbonen, there's nothing. That's exactly what he said. And that's the Tzor Talmud, Rabbi Nadovit, just the opposite. Okay, I think we'll probably have to go, because I've got a mic, okay?